The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
And good morning and welcome to GPS for Your Finances. Today we're going to tackle A GPS for Your Retirement, a book I wrote about 3 years ago, and it's really kind of part of our essence of what we do at Mahoney Asset Management, because, you know, we think the hardest part about financial planning is for a lot of people, it's over their heads. They hear terms they don't understand. It seems kind of frightening. And then what happens, we end up not doing anything about it. We don't take action because we're afraid, because we don't understand what it's all about. But the GPS for Your Retirement is actually simplifying this to almost like you would in your car. So what does a GPS do for you when you go in your car? Well, you plug in a destination, right? You're going to a wedding, you're going to visit a friend that's in town. You plug in, set the address, and off you go. Now, again, a couple times you have to reroute, right? I call my GPS Mindy, so Mindy just does her thing. And much like financial planning, a GPS and its coordinates, your destination may be, hey, at 66 years old, I want to have $4,000 a month. I want to have $8,000 a month. So whatever your destination is, much like a GPS and on the road, you want to plug that in and help you navigate. So there's a lot of similarities into the GPS that you probably use almost every day of the week. I use it almost every day of the week, and financial planning. And once you understand that, you can now start understanding that analogy and how it may help you plan for retirement. So what we do, we try to look at a projection. When you work with someone like Mahoney Asset Management or a financial planner, what they should do is take a look at your situation from 30,000 feet. On one side, you have your expenses, and the other side, you have your income. And your expenses, let's say 66 years old, you want $50,000 a year, $4,000 and change a month. And that's your ultimate destination. That's you plug in your GPS coordinates. Now, how do you get there? Okay. Well, on the right-hand column, then think, gee, I have a Social Security of $2,000 a month, let's say, after taxes. I don't have a pension, but I have a 401k, which I could draw some money from. And start seeing how this destination is arrived. So when we say it's your GPS for your retirement, we're really looking at your expenses, which will grow over time in retirement years due to inflation, and your income and different sources of income. I've mentioned a number of times this kind of chair that I'm sitting on, or maybe a chair that you're sitting on. Now, if I only had one leg, Social Security, it wouldn't be a very stable chair, would it? And probably wouldn't be a stable retirement. You want as many different legs on that chair to make it stable for the right-hand column of your GPS for retirement. So in that income idea, you want to have Social Security coming in. You want to have, maybe you have a small pension or a spouse has a small pension. You may have a retirement account, which you convert to maybe another investment that draws in monthly income. You may have real estate investments or other investments. And you may actually, sounds like an oxymoron, work during retirement. So once you lay this out and look at your situation from 30,000 feet, you can now make adjustments. So let's say you're 10 years away from 66, you're 56 years old, and your GPS coordinates are 66 years old when you want to retire and enjoy that $50,000 a year. And let's say you're off putting away money in your 401k plan. Maybe you need to increase your retirement account. Maybe you need to cut back some expenses now to fund that 401k account. Maybe invest a little bit more aggressively, try to get better returns in that 401k account. You can make those adjustments now, and your GPS, much like your GPS is rerouting you, this is a good time to be looking at your situation and see what things you need to do to reroute. Now, some people call us at the office, and they're 6 months away from retirement. And like, wow, and they're not quite there. The best time to be doing this is now. There's no better time than now. And start looking at it now, whether you're 5 years from retirement, 10 years from retirement, 20 years from retirement, a couple of years, and looking at your situation from 30,000 feet and making those adjustments and those coordinates, much like you would in your car, rerouting to get you to your final destination. It's almost like building a house. I mean, do you imagine building a house without a blueprint? That'd be pretty difficult. Well, if you're just tuning in, I'm Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management, hosting a GPS for your finances only here on WHUD. We cover topics from retirement, the stock market, investing, and more. And stay tuned at 6:30 a.m. to 7, Casey's Health and Happiness Show. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., we hope to make you happy, healthy, and wise. And today's topic here on a GPS for your finances is a GPS for your retirement. And we just laid out kind of how that works, much like a car, you plug in your destination, and in my case, my GPS is named Mindy. Mindy tells me, take a right, take a left, you missed this, reroute. Same thing, retirement planning is not a straight line, much like your GPS in your car. Sometimes you know a better destination than a GPS. How many times has that happened to you? Well, same thing here. And I do want to share with you, when you look at your retirement, please add in more money for your expenses. I think the biggest mistake people make in their projections, and why I call their GPS, is not putting enough money away for their expenses. If they're used to making or spending $30,000 or $40,000 a year and then say, gee, during retirement I'll spend less, that's a mistake. I think you'll spend the same amount or even more. Why? You'll have more time. Think about it. If you're working Monday through Friday, how much money are you spending? And think about how much money you're spending Friday through Sunday, right? That's a big difference. And what is retirement but a very, very long weekend, a very long weekend. So please, when you look at your left-hand column for expenses and your expected expenses during retirement, your so-called GPS destination, and you factor in inflation over time, make sure you're using a real number that you can live with. Most people, early in retirement, let's say you retire at 66, you know, that's a time to visit Rome. That's a time to go to Greece. You want to do these wonderful things, God forbid, when you hit 75 and 80 and your hips hurt and your knees hurt, you don't want to do those type of things. You want to do it in your early retirement years. I mean, there's been described as three different phases of retirement, but your first phase of retirement, let's say from 65 to 75, are the go-go years. Those are the years you want to go and do these wonderful things and count on that during expenses. That's the biggest mistake I see people make retirement planning, is they're not counting for enough expenses for the retirement, for travel, for having time to do the things they want to do. So if you're just tuning in, I'm Ken Mahoney, a GPS for your finances. And we just tackled your GPS coordinate, much like you would in your car, much like you would your financials. And when you come back, we're going to go into more detail on how you can approach this GPS for retirement and how you can set yourself up on a better retirement, knowing where you are, knowing where you're going, and have confidence about your retirement.
Hey, this is Mike Bennett, and I hope you're enjoying A GPS for Your Finances by Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. A great companion to this program is his very popular book, Not Your Father's Retirement, The GPS Method for Financial Security. If you're one of the first 20 callers right now, you'll get the book for free. The number is 845-371-0101, or visit the WHUD website on the lower right-hand corner. The book is only offered for free for WHUD listeners right now. First 20 callers, this is the special number for Ken Mahoney's book, GPS for Your Retirement. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101 for Ken Mahoney's book for free.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances, where we're digging into a GPS for your retirement. And the reason why we call it GPS for your retirement, because for a lot of people, retirement planning, financial planning, well, it's a lot of gobbledygook, right? People don't understand it. Look, sometimes for myself, I need help. A light goes on in my car. I don't get under the trunk and start playing around with it. I bring it to Steve. Steve, light went on. Can you help me out with it? And so I understand very much why people don't understand the financial planning, you know, through school, through college. We usually don't have a segment on this topic. We don't have a semester of financial planning. We kind of have to learn this on the fly. So that's why I've created a GPS for retirement, so people can understand and relate to their everyday things that they do. Well, every day, at least in my world, I plug in my GPS and Mindy guides me around and reroute and so forth. And same thing like financial planning. The destination that you're looking at is actually your expenses in retirement. And as I mentioned earlier, please make sure you have an accurate number of what your expenses are going to be. So your destination for your GPS, maybe let's say $5,000 a month at age 66. Well, you need to compound that out because, you know, 10 years later at age 76, that same money won't be the same lifestyle. So you need to account for that. Now, a lot of your planning in retirement may involve a team approach. I really believe in this. And maybe a financial planner like our group, Mahoney Asset Management, or someone that you work with, someone that does your taxes, maybe a CPA or tax accountant, or bookkeeper, and eventually someone that helps you with your will, estate planning, and trust. And I think there needs to be a coordination. So many times people come in and we talk about their finances and their accountant doesn't talk to the financial person. A financial person doesn't speak to the person that does their will. And yet there's kind of this push and pull going on. And I think one of the best things you can do for GPS retirement is not only think about your income needs and how that will work versus your expenses, but also think about tax saving strategies. You know, you've heard the old saying, it's not what you earn, it's what you keep. And also when it comes to retirement planning, you know, there's a lot of things about long-term care insurance, about wills, healthcare proxy, all these fun things, all these things that you need to do, which I think are really, really important when it comes to your retirement planning. So here we are, kind of through your GPS, and you're hitting different milestones, retirement. At retirement, I really think you should definitely think about getting a will if you haven't already. It's true, 50% of Americans have a will. That also means 50% of Americans don't have a will. And at this point in junction, when you're 66 years old, hopefully you don't hit some speed bumps known as health problems. But if you do, you want to have these things in place, a healthcare proxy, a power of attorney that a child or someone you're close with can handle your finances should something happen. And then you have to explore long-term healthcare. Now, for some people, you hear that, and the first thing you hear is insurance, and if after that, you hear it's money, it costs money. And I don't know what's right for you because I know long-term care is one of those bugaboos that it's really the most expensive thing you'll ever do, pay $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 a year in premiums, or the cheapest thing that you do and pay $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 a year, and God forbid something happens and it pays you $8,000 or $10,000 a month to take care of you in a long-term facility. Now, the reason why I'm bringing this on your GPS for your retirement is that I think if you put together a team of financial planner, an accountant, and someone that does your will, and you have a conference call meeting with all three, it's almost like creating a board of directors. This is really going to help you towards your retirement because there's a lot of issues that are legal issues, there are issues that are tax issues, and of course, there's issues that are financial issues. So when you put these people together and they work together on your behalf in a coordinated way, you'll be surprised how many times you can actually check off boxes. Okay, retirement plan, check. Tax savings and check, tax ideas, check. Wills, trusts, estates, planning, check. If you're just tuning in, I'm Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management, hosting a GPS for your finances, only here on WHUD. We cover topics from retirement, the stock market, investing, and more. Stay tuned for Casey's Health and Happiness Show at 6:30 to 7 a.m. So if you tune in every Sunday from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., we'll hopefully get some ideas and make you happy, healthy, and wise. And today's topic here on GPS for your finances is a GPS for your retirement. Think like your car. Plug in a destination, how to get there. Try to simplify this financial planning process. Make it simpler for you to take action. The action we tell you to take, if you can, increase your retirement contributions in your 401k plan, 403b plan. Be realistic about how much money you're spending in retirement or how much you will spend in retirement. Add a little bit more fluff, add a little bit more towards it for some things you've been putting off, some of these bucket list items like maybe go to Italy, maybe go to Greece, maybe a home improvement, maybe helping out the children or grandchildren. Make sure you have a realistic expenses. And then think about expenses over time increasing. Think about it. Property taxes go up over time, utilities go up over time, cell phone bills go up over time. All these things kind of go up over time, what we call inflation. And then how you meet those obligations, we kind of told you about this chair that you're sitting on, or at least a chair I'm sitting on, has four different legs. One leg is Social Security. Maybe one leg is just 401k or 403b money you're putting away. Maybe another leg is a business opportunity or real estate income you're getting. And maybe another leg of this retirement income could actually be working in retirement. I know it sounds weird to, as a financial planner like I've been doing for so many years, to tell you that you may have income in retirement from work. You're like, what are you talking about? I find a lot of people retire only to unretire. I call it a serial retirement, where they retire at 65, come out of retirement at 67, retire again at 69, and it's staggered. It's not like our father's retirement where they retired at 60 and unfortunately may have passed away at 65 or 70. If we're going to live long lives into 90, 95 years old, we may have two or three different little careers or little things. We may help our children out in their business, a friend we may help out. There's a lot of things that we may do in retirement. Now, I'm not advocating that you have to work in retirement. And those people have told me, say, you know what? I'll never work in retirement. What are you talking about? Once I retire, I'm done. I don't know. Then 6 months later, after traveling a lot or playing golf, you get kind of sick and kind of bored. You want to do something different. And the next topic, we're going to talk about how best to utilize this team that you put together, your financial planner, maybe your estate planner, tax accountant, to coordinate your finances during retirement. So you have a great, great retirement and you put yourself in much better shape. When we come back, we're going to talk about different risks in your retirement for GPS for your finances.
Hey, good morning. This is Mike Bennett. I hope you're enjoying A GPS for Your Finances by Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. A great companion to this program is the very popular book, Not Your Father's Retirement, The GPS Method for Financial Security. If you're one of the first 20 callers right now on this Sunday morning, you'll get the book for free. 845-371-0101. That's the special number to call. Or you can go to the WHED website right now, lower right-hand corner, and there's a click there for Ken Mahoney's book. Now, the book is only offered for free for WHED listeners. So do it now. Get the book for free. Help plan your retirement. Ken Mahoney's book can help. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, The GPS Method for Financial Security. 845-371-0101. That number again, 845-371-0101. Do it right now.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. We're tackling a GPS for your retirement. And in this series, we're going to talk about different types of risks that you're going to have in retirement and how you can combat them. And, you know, it's always good to look at these things ahead of time and know that there are real risks. Now, we think of risk, especially with investing and financial planning, we always think of market risk. Oh, the market's going to go down. We have North Korea doing their thing, Putin from Russia, you know, and strong-arming. And, you know, there's all these different risks from the different hostilities that are out there. But there's actually different types of risk when it comes to financial planning and your GPS for your retirement. We have inflation risk, market risk, interest rate risk, longevity risk. I know, oh my God, we're talking about risk today on a Saturday morning. But let's talk about inflation risk. You know, when people say, you know, what's inflation? What do you think inflation will be, Ken, in the next 10 years or 20 years? You know, I don't know what the number is going to be, but I say, you know, pull out your bill from 10 years ago. You know, take a look at what your property taxes were 10 years ago. Take a look at what your cell phone bills were 10, 15 years ago. I remember cell phone bills were $29.99 for like the longest time until we had data plans and everything else. Take a look at your utility bill. Gosh, you used to pay maybe $80 a month, you know, 10 years ago. Now it's double that. So when we try to figure out what inflation looks like, instead of going forward, sometimes say, look backwards. Take a look at your bills. Pull a couple out and take a look at it. And that can make you better understand what the impact of inflation will be over time and how it will impact your retirement. So anytime you say to yourself, hey, my GPS destination is, let's say, $5,000 a month or $60,000 a year, you know, we can't run that out for the next 10 years that's going to be the same amount of expenses. We do have to add in the cost of inflation, because some people say, gee, you know, I can live. These numbers, you know, look pretty good. I'm looking at it. I said, did you add inflation? What? Huh? No, yeah. You have to add inflation. I don't know. Use a number 2%. Use a number 3%. If you want to be more cautious, use 3% and see what those numbers look at. And of course, we have market risk. We're always going to have market risk. Over time, the market generally goes up. When you think about market risk, gosh, think about 2008, where the market lost half its value. And that's why you have to understand your own risk tolerance. What can you afford to lose? What's going to keep you up at night? A lot of time we talk about, you know, with our clients about how to set up asset allocation. That is, you know, how much should be in stock funds, how much should be in bond funds, how much should be in cash. But it really starts with one's risk tolerance. That is, you know, if they don't look at things, it's longer term, you know, they don't get so antsy by the headlines, you know, maybe they can allocate more towards stocks. But you're like a nervous Nelly and really worry about this stuff and actually hurts, you know, physically you feel it in your gut about the markets, you should have a lot less towards stocks. box. So when we think about risk of your GPS for retirement, we think about inflation risk, we think about market risk. How about interest rate risk? You know, if interest rates were to go up suddenly, a lot of your bond and bond funds would go down in price. So we have to be mindful of that. We can't have everything in stocks. We can't have everything in bonds. We can't have everything in cash. But one of the biggest risks that I see for retirement planning and my book, A GPS of Your Retirement, that we're exploring today, is what we've referred to as longevity risk. What? Longevity risk. I mean, what if you lived to 95 years old? Most people think, oh, okay, I retired at 66 and maybe I'll pass away at 75 and all the numbers look up. But what if you live 90, 95, like a lot of people are, and living comfortable and having good health and those type of things? Longevity risk is something that we really don't think much about. But longevity risk and inflation risk kind of go hand in hand, don't they? So the longer that we live, again, it's a positive, obviously, but that means the longer that inflation can eat away at our dollars, and we have to combat that. Well, if you're just tuning in, I'm Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management, hosting a GPS for Your Finances only here on WHUD. We cover topics from retirement, the stock market, investing, and more. And up next is Casey's Health and Happiness Show from 6:30 a.m. to 7 a.m. And if you listen from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., well, we hope to make you happy, healthy, and wiser. Now, how do we deal with some of these risks, inflation, market risk, interest rate risk, longevity risk on a Sunday morning like this? Well, you know, we have something called asset allocation, and that is how much you have towards stock funds, bond funds, and cash. We don't get too technical, but what you want to do is you want to have some type of balance and then rebalance each quarter. Now, this is not a proven formula, but it definitely does something. So let's say you had, I don't know, 50% in stocks, 25% in bonds, 25% in cash, just as an example, and the market really goes on a skids and really sells off sharply. And now at the end of the quarter, you're actually like 40% in stocks because your stock values have gone down. Rebalance brings you back to 50%, meaning you're adding to shares when their prices are low, and automatic rebalancing. Conversely, let's say stocks do very well. You have 50% in stocks, 25% in bonds, 25% in cash, and the markets do really well. And at the end of a quarter, now your stocks are 60 or 65%. Well, to rebalance, that means to bring you back to 50, 25, 25, you need to sell stocks at a profit as they're doing very well. This rebalancing trick or strategy is something that most investors don't do. In fact, they do just the opposite. When we have sell-offs, they're more apt to sell stocks at a low. We've seen that. I've seen studies by TrimTab that actually show money coming in to markets and money leaving markets. And would you not be surprised to hear when the markets are low and selling off, monies are coming out of the stock market. When the market's doing well, guess what? Money's going into the markets. And yet, when we want to rebalance to try to combat inflation risk, market risk, interest rate risk, longevity risk, all these things that can happen, by rebalancing your allocation on a quarterly basis or a monthly basis, gives you the opportunity to buy low and sell high, kind of that dollar cost averaging effect. So these are different rules, but most important thing when you think about your GPS for retirement and that analogy that I've used in books and my writings and blogs and so forth, it should help you understand that financial planning doesn't have to be so difficult. It doesn't have to be so esoteric. It doesn't have to be so hard. If you start thinking of your own GPS in your car and plugging a destination and then setting a plan and setting a goal to put more money away in retirement, maybe cutting your expenses a little bit, recognizing that over time you're going to be spending more money because you're in retirement, putting these concepts to work should give you more confidence in retirement. And that's what we want to do here on A GPS for Your Finances. Hope to see you back next week on A GPS for Your Finances.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com, and Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.